Bam, it's recording. All right, here we are yet again, Green Tambourine Shop in Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania. This is podcast number 003. We made it to number three, magical number three. Is three magical? I don't know. But it's the third one. So here we are at Green Tambourine Shop, Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania. It's 207 North Market Street, Suite 101. This is an in-store, open-door podcast, trying to get the folks out there on the street to come inside. We've done two of these so far, and they were pretty cool, so here we are on to our third one. Last week, I had the pleasure of talking to an amazing individual that I've known for a few years now, and I like to call him the oldest gangster I know. And since he is far away, this is going to be the first time so far that we've called somebody, and we're going to do a little podcast over a speakerphone here. So the oldest gangsta I know, what's your name, man? What's your real name? Who are you?
My real name would be Jamie Maxwell.
James Maxwell. All right. That is great. And where do you reside, sir? Where are you living?
I live in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Is that where you're from originally?
I'm originally from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Nice. That's awesome. I met you a few years back through my brother, and my first experience with you was, this fucking dude is cool as shit. You're a cool, old-ass gangster.
I appreciate that.
You're a pretty cool dude. I'm sure you've had a lot of life adventures and been around a good bit. I always enjoy talking to you, so that's why I asked you to do this. So thank you for doing it.
And you're quite welcome.
Oh, yeah. So I guess my first question for you, Mr. Maxwell, tell us anything interesting about yourself. What do you like to do throughout the day?
Oh, well, I mean, I like to just be around and drink a couple beers and just enjoy the scenery.
Oh, yeah, that's good. We all enjoy a few beers and scenery. That's great. That's fantastic. How comes you left Elizabethtown, man? I enjoyed seeing you every now and then. You come back here often?
I haven't been there in a while. I plan on coming back there this month sometime.
All right, cool. You did know we opened up a little shop here in E-Town?
Yeah, you told me about that. Your brother told me
about that. All right, cool. Yeah, we got a little shop here right up at the end of town. You come back, man, we sell delicious Bob Marley coffee. I don't know if you're a coffee drinker.
That works.
Oh, yeah, it's really, really good coffee. I love it. I bought it because I love Bob Marley. I was going to get rid of it if it was no good, but it turns out everybody seems to be really digging the Bob Marley coffee. And for your information, folks, no, there is no THC in the coffee. I get asked that quite a bit. I've actually had that question several times. Bob Marley coffee, is there THC in there? Like, nah, man, there ain't no THC in there. It's just good coffee.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, everybody thinks Bob Marley's all about that weed.
Yeah, there's so many more avenues to Bob Marley, man. Soul, it's music, it's beautiful. Generations, many generations have chilled and listened to Bob Marley.
Yes, they have.
What's your favorite kind of music, James? What do you like the best? What would you listen to if you're going to throw something on?
If I was what?
If you're going to throw some tunes on, what would be your tune of choice? What do you like to listen to?
Well, my tune of choice would be probably Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh, right on. That's cool. See, you can tell you're an old gangster. That's what's up. That is awesome. So within you're about 60 years old now, eh?
60 years old.
Damn. Man, you made it this far. Congratulations. We look up to you.
And I thank God for that every day.
Oh, yeah, man. That's what's up. That's for sure. So within your 60 years, man, you had to have gotten into some crazy shit, I would assume, at one point or another.
Oh, yeah. I've been stabbed.
Damn, been stabbed.
By a heifer that said that she loved me when she stabbed me.
Holy shit.
I've been shot a couple times.
What the fuck? That's crazy.
I've had my thumb cut off.
Good lord.
Yes, and
This ain't one of those, hey man, you better pay your debt or I'm taking your thumbs, is it? I was like, wow, that shit's real.
Oh no, it was an accident thumb loss.
Damn, an accident thumb loss, that's great.
Yeah, ain't nobody. I don't think nobody's that crazy to want to cut my thumb off and walk around this earth afterwards.
That's fantastic. That's great. So here you are in Harrisburg. What do you do with yourself on a daily basis? You just drink and enjoy the scenery? Do you do any type of work?
Oh, no, I'm retired.
All right, well, good for you. We all hope to reach that goal one day.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. Yeah, I do some lifting at night, and I enter Harrisburg quite a bit, and every time I do, I think, I wonder where James is. He can protect my white ass.
And you know I would.
I know. Yeah, it's something. I mean, I got to say, you know, being on Cameron Street at 1 a.m. on a Saturday, it's like, all right, this is different. I'm going to go back to E-Town now.
Yeah, it's way different, but Cameron Street would be about one of the safest ones.
Yeah? Huh.
Yeah, that's one of the safest streets in Harrisburg.
Huh, well, that's good to know. You got to travel through a lot of them.
Well, it's one of the safest because there's always cops all around down there.
Ah, gotcha. Where do you not want to go in Harrisburg? Let my folks know where you probably won't want to find yourself if you're uncomfortable.
I tell you, places you really don't want to go would be the south side of Harrisburg.
All right.
Or uptown, 6th Street.
All right. Yeah, I've been through there.
5th Street. Nobody likes them areas.
Yeah. Huh.
I don't even think the people that live there like the area.
Damn. That's wild.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty bad.
Damn. That's some shit. I assume you have family that lives in Harrisburg. That's why you're back in Harrisburg.
Yeah, my daughters, they live in Carlisle and Bowling Springs.
Oh, all right. That was actually going to be my next question. I didn't even know if you had kids. You have children?
Two sets of twin girls.
Damn, that's amazing. They're probably pretty old by now, I would assume.
Born the same year.
Huh. Twin girls born the same year. That's wild. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You don't want to provoke the old gangster. That's awesome.
They're all 28 years old. I got 4 28-year-old daughters.
Oh, shit. That's awesome, man. That's awesome.
Damn. I think so.
Hell yeah. My oldest, you know, Andrew, you know my big guy. He's 13 now. Can you believe that shit?
Oh, yeah. I mean, time flies. I mean, I would like to see him, though. I would love to see him.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. Can't wait to have you over sometime. One of these Sundays when we have a cookout, man. Got to come over and hang out.
Yeah, bring a couple steaks for you.
Hell yeah. We love to eat meat. We're meat eaters.
Oh, yeah.
You ever... do you ever get out in the woods? You ever go do any kind of hunting or fishing?
Oh, I haven't been hunting since I was like 30 years old.
Oh, but you have? That's cool. Right on.
Yeah, when I was in the Marine Corps, we used to go hunting like 2-3 times a month.
Damn, you was in the Marine Corps. Well, thank you for your service, sir. That's amazing. I didn't know that. That's a fact I didn't know.
You're welcome.
Shit.
I did 10 years in there.
Oh, holy hell. Wow, I bet you got some stories on that shit. My goodness.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Damn. That's why I wanted to talk to you, man. You have so many avenues to you. You're such a cool dude. See, that's a white guy. That's a white guy. You're a cool dude.
Trying to be cool around people so nobody gets an attitude, and I don't get an attitude, and keep everything calm.
Yeah, because you don't stand for that shit. Somebody pops off and pop them back.
I snap out at the drop of a dime.
Damn. Damn.
Ask your brother, he'll tell you.
Yeah. Yeah, my brother's here, but he's shy. He probably won't say a word. You could say hello. Anytime you want. There you go. We had some sound from him. I mean, you're from here, Sean Smith. My name, our last names are different, but I remember going through school and people would be like, Sean Smith's your brother? Like, yep, I remember when I went to the middle school, there was that one dude that kept fucking with me, and then you just went up and laid him out in the middle of the hallway.
I remember that.
But then it was like, oh,
I think
shit.
I didn't know about that one right there.
What's that?
I think he told me about that.
I do remember that. I walked right up and didn't even think twice and just socked him right in the face.
It was one of those double-edged swords because it was like, you know, yeah, my big bro got my back. And then it was kind of like, oh, your big brother, you need your big bro. It's like, oh, shit, that went that direction. Big brother ain't always going to be there. Shit.
That's what he supposed to do, though.
It's like one night, my God, it's probably been 10 years now. I was actually jumped in E-Town. Jumped. Can you believe that shit in Little Elizabethtown? Bullshit.
I believe it. I got jumped in E-Town before.
Oh, for real? Did you? Damn.
Well, they chased me with a butcher knife, like five of them. They didn't jump me. I mean, they tried to. They tried to stab me. It was like five of them.
Holy shit. That's crazy.
This girl pulled the van over and told me to jump in. And I jumped in a van, and they started stabbing the van.
What the hell?
Yeah. Right off of Market Street, right there, on High Street.
Damn, that's crazy. What the fuck?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't matter what town you're in. There's stupid people everywhere.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Damn. Shit. Well, these dudes that jumped me, they were a bunch of, you know, they were so weak and just so like, you know, I'm gonna catch you off guard, you know, put your hands over here and try to grab this thing while I come up behind you and just sock you one. It's like, man, there's two people against one guy. At least give the dude a fair fight. Don't come up behind somebody and sucker punch him.
They're cowards.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Two of them.
They are cowards.
Yeah, two dudes versus one, and I'm gonna come up behind you and sucker punch you. That's just some bullshit. You gotta give somebody a chance.
Two of the guys that tried to stab me, I got two of them back. I couldn't find the other three.
Damn. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's just like the one guy came to my house when I lived on Market Street and just wanted to just talk trash. Uh-huh. And then when I got up to get him, and he started running out my house and down the alley, I chased him with a machete. and I couldn't catch him, but I was close enough to him where when I swung the machete, every feather in his coat came out.
That's crazy, man. That's wild. You could have killed him. That's nuts.
I thank God that I didn't get him.
Yeah, of course, man. We wouldn't be able to be talking right now like this. Shit.
No, we wouldn't.
I mean, you know, in life you have those close calls like that. I would assume in your life that wasn't the only first one.
Oh, no, that wasn't the first one.
Damn. You have any problems up there at the Berg?
Oh, no, I don't have any problems up here. Me and my brother, we're like legends up here.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. That's awesome. I know an old gangsta-ass legend. That's what's up.
They look like Tupac and Ice-T, but James cut his hair.
Oh, shit.
That's what it is.
Well,
Ice-T cut his hair, too.
Oh, hell. Ice-T now. Ain't that the cop killer?
Yeah.
Who's playing a fucking cop? No, yeah. Ice-T's a shit.
Now he play a cop on TV.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's great. I mean, either way you cut it, Ice-T's just cool shit. I like Ice-T.
Yeah, he is cool, though. He got a hot wife.
That fucking that picture of the... It's a cup of iced tea with ice cubes in it.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Oh, yeah.
That's fantastic. Damn. Oh, yeah. Well, that's great. That's fantastic. So what else? What's on your mind today, James? What you feeling?
Oh, nothing. I'm just waiting for my son to get home. He went to church today.
Oh, cool.
That made me feel kind of good. I'm just waiting for him to get home to see what his spirits are like.
Now, when it comes to that, you know, the whole God subject is, hell, that's an entire thing all on its own. Did you always believe in God, or is it something you found later in life?
Oh, forever and ever.
Yeah, well, it's a funny thing. You know, it's a wonderful thing because it doesn't matter how long the path takes you. It's where the path leads, you know. You know, people live destructive lives they're the entire time they're alive, and then that instant of realization, that connection, it's like, boom, done. Everything before is gone. That's awesome, man. It took me a long time.
My grandpa was a preacher, and my uncle, he was the bishop of all the Church of God in Christ, and he just died 2 weeks ago.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Damn. Well, we know he's in a better place now. Still yeah, sucks for the people that are left. Yeah. Man.
Sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah, I mean, death is death. All of us gonna die one day. That's one thing for sure. For one thing, once we're born, that's one thing you can look forward to, dying.
Yep, that's for sure. So you gotta live while you got it. In the flesh.
That's right. That's right. And I don't take no slowness.
I always hear that YOLO phrase, you know, and then I hear Christians say, well, no, there's more than one life, but I always come back and say, no, I mean, it should be YOLO, you only live once in the flesh, how about that?
That's right.
It all depends on what you do with that. It's a crazy, crazy concept. I like following people like Neil deGrasse Tyson. I don't know if you all have heard of him. He's brilliant. He's absolutely brilliant, but the thing with brilliant people is they're almost ignorant to the point where if they can't scientifically prove something, then it mustn't be real. Yeah. You know?
Oh yeah.
And I think
most brilliant people have real sense, but not common sense.
Yeah. It's one of those things like God was actually going to make it so you could just do an experiment and figure it all out. No, it takes much more than that. It's much deeper than that. It ain't no science project. It's wild, though, but that's the whole point of that is they're going to give up or not even think about their salvation because they can't prove it.
Exactly.
And I love all these people, and I wouldn't knock them for their opinions or anything like that because I love to learn every day. I love following people. I love learning about anything I can. I'm a National Geographic type guy, you know, like I like watching that shit on TV.
Oh, yeah, me too. I like that stuff. I love it.
Yeah. Just wish I could remember fucking what I was watching. It's like, cool, I enjoyed that. And then tomorrow comes around, shit, I don't remember what I was just watching. Shit, I don't remember nothing.
Exactly.
My memory is fucked. Yeah.
I was watching something the other day.
Yeah?
Let's see what you think. Is Tupac still alive?
That's one of those questions, huh? What do you think, James? Tupac still alive?
No.
Nah. I hear people say Jim Morrison's still alive. I hear people say all these people are still alive because they always had music coming out after their death, obviously because people own the rights to that, and when somebody dies, it's like they become even more famous and they become that richer off of their legacy.
Exactly.
Yeah. Huh.
But yeah, I think Tupac is all worms now.
Man.
Yeah, he's gone. People were talking about he went and bought an island. He's living on an island.
Yeah, I heard that.
Where, like in Africa?
Be in hell somewhere then.
Tupac. Yeah, I never really got into that. That was, I think, when the Tupac era was your fault, Sean, because that's when you had me into the metal. I remember you picking on my ass when I was a little kid because I like Dr. Dre and shit, and you're like, Sepultura.
And then it's weird. You get older and you start to appreciate all genres of music.
Yeah, once you get older, I don't know, throughout life you develop so much different things like senses, you know, even health food that you would eat that you wouldn't have eaten as a child.
What's funny is I got Dr. Dre and Tupac on my Spotify.
Hey, James, you ever hear of Immortal Technique?
Hello?
Immortal Technique?
No.
Oh, man, that is the greatest rap I've ever heard in my life. You have to check that out sometime. Immortal Technique, he's unreal. He doesn't really talk about cars and ice and all that. He talks about real life and the ghetto and the struggle. Which, if you're in a ghetto, you're not in a ghetto, we can all still relate to life struggles.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It don't matter where you're from, we all struggle.
That's right. Even rich people struggle. They struggle to keep their money.
Yeah.
A lot of people are broke. They're just, you know, they can have money, but they could be broke on a different level.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Exactly. Some people just have money because of clout. They don't have paper money. They just can sign their names to anything.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, because you would think, oh, he's rich. He's good now. Nah.
Exactly.
So many different problems. Like Robin Williams, man. You know, Robin Williams was, he was amazing. He was one of my favorites.
Yeah, he was great.
And he's gone. But I hear he had other issues going on where the thoughts that were coming in, they were all messed up and they weren't coming out right on the other end. And because people just simply always say depression, but I think there was a lot more going on with him than just simple depression. Depression's a bitch, man. Yeah. It'll put you out.
Oh, yeah. And depression
make
your body
real sick. Yeah.
I've known people that were so depressed, they had heart attacks.
Damn. Hmm. Gotta learn to fight it.
I always, the way I do it in life anymore is I don't look at the big picture. I take small bites, and you have to praise the little battles you've won. You know, you got this bill, you got that bill, you got to pay this bill. Well, once you get that one paid, fucking praise that shit. I made it. One complete.
That's right.
The battle has been won, but there is more to come.
That's right.
One and come.
Yes, there is always more bills.
Yeah, but you know, you got to forget about yesterday. Don't think about tomorrow too much and try to live today.
That's what I was saying about last night. It's already done and over with. I can't. Brandon did a good deed last night. Chrissy couldn't drive. He took her home.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'll give anybody a ride. Any help.
Yeah. She threw up outside her car.
Why could you be getting that fired up?
Huh?
Why does she be getting that fired up?
Because she didn't eat anything before she went out.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, you gotta eat.
Yeah.
Got something to soak that up.
She told me she picked up her car today, and the puke was still everywhere.
Oh, no doubt. Where was it gonna go?
Well, it's raining. You
know. That's great.
Well, it's not raining that hard.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, she needed that for a reminder anyways.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
But hey, I was happy that she instead of, you know, trying to get home. That's the shitty thing when you go out. You go out, you get wasted. At the end of the night comes, you're like, fuck, I gotta get home now.
I took her keys.
Exactly.
Because so, she did mention once, I think I can drive. I said, no, you can't.
Yeah, when you say I think I can drive, that's the first hint. Nah, you shouldn't do this. And even if you can, man, you get pulled over for one little ass thing, then it develops into so much more.
Exactly.
That's why, like, you know, they got Uber and Lyft. You know, if you plan an extra $20 into your night, that will save you about $2,000 getting a DUI.
That's right. Or a night in jail.
Yeah. You've been in jail, huh? You're a gangster. You probably been in jail, huh?
I did 7 whole years in California.
Holy shit, what the hell? I mean, you ain't gotta tell me what in the hell were you in there for 7 years for? Damn.
Cocaine.
Oh hell, cocaine. Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
That is a hell of a drug.
Damn, holy shit. That's some real shit right there. 7 years.
Especially when it's rock cocaine, you get more time than powder.
Why? I never heard that, huh?
I don't know.
That's wild.
Yeah.
What was your jail experience like? I had to suck.
I don't know whose dog is there, dear. Somebody
walked
in. Oh, yeah, that was a hell of a scene. I went to 4 different prisons in 7 years.
Holy shit. Anybody ever try to take your manhood?
Whatever.
I said, anybody ever try to take your manhood?
Oh, no. I was crippin'.
Oh, you was what?
Crippin'. Crippin'.
Oh, is that what that's called?
Crip.
Oh, you're a crip.
Crip. Triple OG for life.
That's crazy. So you is a gangster. You a legit real gangster.
Yeah, for real.
That's fantastic.
Everything's blue. He loves blue.
Oh, yeah?
Of course. Can't stand green.
Damn. That's what I love about these conversations, man. You can find so much out about folks that you never knew before. That's wild.
He's a big Steelers fan.
Steelers, aw, oh, hail.
Oh, yeah, that's the best thing going. If it ain't Steelers, it ain't real.
That's great. I ain't really a football fan, but I watched the Super Bowl with my brother here, and I gotta say, I got into it. I'm looking forward to actually trying to watch some football now. It takes too fucking long, man. It's like, okay, we got 10 minutes to go. Fucking play start stops. Like, holy shit, it takes a half hour to do 10 minutes.
Oh yeah, you're lucky if that's all it takes is a half an hour.
No, but it's cool. I get it. You know, take this little ball, get it over there, and get through all these dudes. It's cool.
And you get to hurt somebody real good.
That's awesome. You ever play any sports?
Oh yeah, I played football in high school.
Oh yeah, that's cool. Damn, you're a football player. You're a Marine. You're a gangster, man. What else don't we know about James Maxwell?
We're talking to sober James right now.
Yeah, sober. Well, maybe we'll get to do a podcast class with drunk ass James. Drunk ass James. Oh yeah.
Well, I got a nephew coming by here with a bottle pretty soon. So.
Oh shit.
I won't be sober too long.
Oh yeah. What do you like to drink? What's your favorite drink? What do you prefer?
Brandy.
Well,
yeah, that's nasty. He brought that over to my house a long time.
Damn, brandy. Yeah. That's wild.
Brandy's good.
Remember, we drank the Jägermeister.
Oh, no Jäger for me. Oh, hell no. It's either you like Jäger or you have a Jäger story, and I have a Jäger story, and it didn't turn out too good. Oh, my God. No, I'm not a fan. I'm good. Just a couple beers for me.
Yeah,
you're gonna
make you
lose your mind. Yeah, that's some shit. I don't even really dig black licorice. I'm not a fan.
Blackout.
I mean, I don't like black licorice neither, but me and Shawnee drank a whole bottle of Peace one night and started on the third bottle.
Jesus.
And got into a little scuffle.
A scuffle, eh? And
all he did was push me down on the bed and I was done.
Damn.
Now we're done.
That's great. That's hilarious. What do you like to drink, Sean? What's your favorite drink?
I felt bad about that. Yeah,
what do you like? That. What do you prefer?
Oh, I haven't touched a Jaeger. No. It's been Fireball.
Fireball? Really. I hear that. I've heard this with folks. See, I'm not a liquor drinker at all. Every time I drink liquor, I end up in cuffs, you know? So... I
end up in cups.
Yeah. I learned to stay away from liquor. Or, you know, I'll have a mixed drink here or there, but I like to drink me some good old Blue Moon.
Blue Moon, that beer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I drank that beer before.
Yeah, it's some good shit. Oh, yeah.
It is a good beer.
Oh, yeah, it is. What kind of beer do you like if you're drinking beer?
A 45.
Oh, all right. That's the first thing I ever drank. I remember that. I had to find some old dude to buy me some, and... Oh, yeah.
45 is a drink.
That's great. Oh, there goes Sean. Sean left the table. He went outside. Bye-bye,
oh,
Sean.
Yeah,
he got a smoke. Yeah, man, I can't wait till you get to make it over here to see the shop. It's pretty cool. I think we've been open for a little over 3 months now. And we got some awesome incense sticks and candles and oils.
And what is it at now?
It's right at the end of Elizabethtown. Yeah, it's like right up by the Legion.
Oh, by the Legion.
Yeah, right by that Turkey Hill. This is where we are positioned.
Oh, okay. Up there by where Shawnee used to live in the town now.
Yeah, somewhere. Actually, right up the road from that. Yep, you'll see us right on the very, very corner. We're on the corner. We got our signs in the windows. We got lights flashing. And that's why we started doing this podcast, because it's a great way to reach the community. You know, when you have a business, you're trying to advertise, trying to promote. And I like talking to people. Since we had the coffee shop, man, I've had a bunch of really interesting folks come in. And we've talked for hours. So I thought, well, let's record it. And then last weekend, you popped up. And I was like, oh, shit, we got to have a conversation with James.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, it's been a good time. We're really digging it. Well, hopefully, who knows where it'll go. You know, it's a small business. We just started this, so it could go up or it could go down. Life is full of valleys and peaks, plateaus. When you plateau in life, when life becomes stagnant, becomes boring, and you become restless, you want to do something, you know?
Exactly.
Hey, any future goals or plans you want to try to do anything with life? Anything different? Anything like that?
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking about going to Arizona and getting married.
Oh, for real? Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I'm one of my old high school sweethearts.
Damn. Holy shit. Yeah, that'd be a long time, huh? It's in high school.
Oh, yeah.
Shit. You been to Arizona before?
Oh, yeah. I used to live in Arizona.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. I hear it's very nice. I've never been.
It's nice, but it's hot.
Yeah, but what about the humidity? That's a problem here in Pennsylvania. The humidity is choking.
Yeah, the humidity out there ain't that bad.
Yeah.
It's just hot.
I don't mind a good, clean heat, man, but when that humidity levels up and it's like you can barely breathe outside, it's shitty.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Man. So gonna get married, a possibility. That's wild. You've been married before?
Two times.
Oh shit. Gotcha, that's cool. Damn.
Longest marriage was 13 months.
Oh shit. Wow. Damn. I've been with my wife now for we're gonna have our 13th wedding anniversary, but you know when people say how long y'all been together, people only ever count from the time they got married, man. I put all that time in. We've been together for 17 years. And
yeah, all that counts.
Yeah,
all
man. I ain't counting from when we got married. I'm counting from when we hooked up.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Because once you hook up for real, that's like marriage.
Oh, yeah. That's for sure, man. Married my best friend. Sometimes people say don't do that, but it worked out for me.
Oh, yeah, it works out with some people. Some people, that's the best thing for them.
Yeah. It's kind of like Sean and Chrissy. They could never hook up. They're like brother and sister. Shoot.
That's what they're like.
I don't know how you could have such a hot friend for so long and not try to touch a boob.
I know. I've been trying for years.
That's great.
Just friends.
That's great. Yeah, you guys make a good little circle there. You, Chrissy, and James.
Oh yeah, we used to call ourselves the Wrecking Crew.
Ah, that's cool. Y'all worked at the same place there for a while, didn't you?
Yeah, that's
where how y'all pretty much met.
And partied together and everything.
Oh yeah, and everything. Oh shit. No.
Every night after work.
Yeah, oh. That's cool. Oh yeah. That's great.
Get off at 10 or 11 and he...
I met her mom and saw how hot she was. I wanted her too.
Oh, hell. Mama's the freak.
Oh, yeah. She looks like she is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Getting off at work at, like, I forget, 10 or 11 and then... Go into the bar for me, because he couldn't get into the bar because he got banned.
He got banned from the bar. What the hell? The hell you get banned from a bar from?
from the zone, that wasn't too hard.
That place is crazy. It seems like there's always fights and crap going on there.
I was getting ready to beat up the bartender. That's why I got
bored. Oh, shit. That can't be the only place you're banned from in life. There's got to be other places. I'm feeling like there's more places you've been banned from.
Oh, yeah, quite a few.
Yeah, yeah. That's great, because you don't take no shit. That's what's up.
I've been kicked out of Legion before.
Damn. And you're a Marine, son. Shit.
And I'm a Marine. Okay. That's what I kept telling them, too. I ain't going nowhere.
Hell yeah.
You gotta go, Maxwell. You can come back later tomorrow or something, but you gotta go now.
Damn.
So I figured things said it so nice, I just went ahead and left.
Yeah, that's great. What? Hey, speaking about the Marines, because I love military stuff. What was your detail there? What'd you do? I mean, where'd you go? Anything interesting? Been around?
Oh, when I first went in, I was a machine gun.
Oh, that's wow. Wow.
And I was a machine gunner for 4 years, then I re-enlisted and became an MP.
Oh, okay, wow.
and then I was in charge of the supplies.
Huh. I bet you'd probably traveled to a lot of interesting places. I keep saying that word interesting. You know, all the damn time. I bet you've been all around, huh?
Oh, I've been around the world 2.5 times.
Yeah, that's awesome. 60 years old.
I did 2 Med Cruises, a Caribbean Cruise, a Westpac, and a NATO.
Damn. Shit, man. And here you are today, alive to talk about everything. That's fantastic.
Alive to talk about it, and got a whole lot of friends that never lived to beat us all.
Yeah, that's wild, man. Military, huh. It sucks it's needed, but it is definitely needed.
Oh, yeah.
It's the world we live in.
I went the Marine Corps as soon as I graduated. I was 17 years old. My mom and dad wouldn't sign, so I forged their names.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I'm curious of the 17-year-old James Maxwell, because the 60-year-old James Maxwell wouldn't take somebody screaming in his face. That's wild.
Oh, no. Oh, I couldn't do that now.
Yeah, I bet.
No, I couldn't handle that now. I'd have to go in somebody's face.
Shit. Damn, the Marines. So what'd you do after you were done with the Marines?
I went to prison.
Oh, all right. Damn.
That's what I did.
Damn. So from the Marines to prison. Shit.
Ain't that something? I thought I couldn't go to prison because I was a Marine.
You know, that's something, man. All you people that go and you enlist and you do these things and you go out, and anybody that's fought for our country should have a little house on the hill. No more taxes for you. We're going to take care of your ass now because you did what you did. That's crazy. Too bad it ain't that way.
Yeah, they don't care nothing about that.
That's crazy, man.
It is pretty crazy.
That ain't fair. That ain't right. Because, I mean, you know, I don't want to say I'm selfish. Maybe it is a little bit of being selfish. You know, I have a family. I have kids. I wouldn't want to go out and do something. Like, I respect and I praise our firefighters, our volunteer firefighters. But damn, you know, we need these people and they're volunteering their lives and they could die, leaving all their families behind and shit. Like, damn.
Exactly.
I praise all these first responders, all these people, these police officers doing the right job, doing the correct job, out there fucking risking it every day. And we need these people and they're... It's volunteering their lives. It's amazing. That's going back to the God issue, though. I mean, I was talking to somebody last week about exposure. Somebody who's been exposed to some horrible shit in life would normally have more of a opening to let God in. You know, if you live an easy peasy, nice, cool life, you got money, everything's good, no worries. We all have worries and stresses, but when you're struggling through life and you get so fucked up, there's a lot of times... You know, that's what God's there. He's here for all of us.
Yes, he is.
Hmm.
Yes, he is. Only thing you gotta do is ask him to come in. He will be there.
It's hard. It's hard a lot of times, though. Like, for me, faith one day could be really high, one day it could be really low, but you always try to at least keep it somewhere on the fucking gauge.
Exactly. I mean... God in my heart and everything, but I mean, it's kind of hard to put down the beer.
Yeah. That's for sure. I mean, I know people wasn't, you know, getting wasted and shit, but you know, you turn that shit into wine, man. People had a drink. I guess they didn't have 25 drinks, though. I guess that's the difference. We're a bunch of drunkards.
Yeah. You gotta know when to say when. Yeah. That's what I don't know.
You know, it's one of those things, though. You know, you go to work, you work all week, you bust your ass, you praise the Lord. At the end of the week, you want to sit down and have a six-pack? Like, that's wrong? That ain't good?
Well, I don't think it's wrong.
I don't think it's wrong either. You know, you bust your ass, you work, you live right, you try to praise right, you try to do everything right, and you want to have a few beers. It's just like, damn, you should be able to do that.
Yeah, I think so, too.
There's a lot of avenues when it comes to God. It can be very complicated. That's why we have preachers to explain it to us, but some of them don't explain it right. Some of them fuck it up a little bit. That's why I don't go to church, because people's influences screw shit up for me a lot of times. I like to comprehend and try to understand myself. Other people's views may not be what you're looking for or what you need, and it might rub you wrong. I don't know.
Yeah, every church has their own little beliefs and their own little rules. And,
yeah.
I mean, it's just strange.
It is strange. It is strange. There's so many different denominations, so much shit, and people preach it differently when it's all supposed to be one unit, wanting the same thing.
Exactly.
But, like I said, it don't matter how long it takes. As long as you're alive, don't matter how fucking long the path takes, it's just where the path leads.
Exactly, that's what it is.
Oh, yeah. So what are you going to get into tonight, James?
No, I don't know. If my nephew comes, I guess I'll have a couple drinks.
All right. We should be having a drink, man.
Oh, no. I'm tempted.
Oh, yeah. Ice cold beer. Oh, yeah.
Well, every time James and I get together and drink, we always get into arguments.
Oh, yeah?
Why is that, James?
That's what we do. But that's because we brothers, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
We be just voicing our different opinions.
Yeah.
And then he'll get mad and walk away, and I'll be all well.
You'll be all well.
Then the next day it's like, are you good? Yeah, I'm good. Are you good? Yeah, we're cool.
That's great. You guys have known each other for quite a while, haven't you?
Yeah, probably 10 years.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's been a long time. Even when he was living in North Carolina, I was still kept in touch.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, that's my brother.
That's great.
With his little whine himself, he tells Chrissy everything. He's going to cry to Chrissy if I do something to him. So then I got to be nice all the time.
Well, you're a nice guy.
Kinda.
That's great.
I'll go to Chrissy. That motherfucker.
He'd be like, why you keep messing with Shorty? Because Shorty be messing with me. Did he tell you that part?
Yeah, right. He didn't tell you that part. That's great. That's great. Oh, yeah. You guys got to have a reunion soon, the three of you. Shit.
Oh, yeah.
We did the
yeah.
last time, but Chrissy...
What happened?
The last time we hung out, Chrissy got tired of you. I think we all did.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You were wasted.
I was wasted.
Gone.
Yeah. It's like, all right, I had enough of him. I'm ready to take him home. I had enough for one day.
Yeah, last time I was with Sean, he almost beat up Tony for lying.
Oh,
I remember that, yeah.
Is that dude that wrecked your car?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, that dude.
Shit. That was quite a mess. Yeah, that was a nice car.
He's gonna drink all the liquor and say that he didn't drink.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's great, man. You're the first one to call somebody out on something. Other people be like, all right, I know he did that, but I ain't saying shit. You always going to say some shit, aren't you? You're going to let somebody know when they ain't right. That's what I love about you. I love your honesty. I love how you're just so, I'm in your face if I need to be. That's great.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, I know, but yeah, you know, it comes again from what you've been through in life and what you've been exposed to. You've been through a lot of shit in 60 years, man. A lot of shit. And here you are, alive. Beautiful.
Still alive. I mean, it's hard for me to believe sometimes all the stuff I've been through and still living.
Got anything that you can touch on? I mean, anything, any craziness you've been through? Any, you know, like you've been stabbed and shot and shit, you know? That's just unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. He came to my house the one day and wearing a white shirt. You remember that, James?
Yeah, when I got cut.
Yeah, you look like something out of a horror movie. Stay there. I'll go get you a shirt and take the one that's on you. Take it with you.
Bloody.
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean, it was bad.
I was fighting this one guy, and we were boxing. and he had a razor between his fingers, and I didn't know it.
Oh, shit.
So he cut me twice on my face. Damn. And I didn't even know it. I had a white T-shirt on, though, and this girl started screaming and told me my T-shirt's red now. I looked down, I saw it, and I took off, and he took off running. I couldn't catch him because it was too much blood coming.
Damn.
So I went to the bar to get me a beer, bleeding all over the place.
Oh, shit.
They called the cops and the ambulance. The ambulance came and took me to the hospital. I got 68 stitches in my face.
Holy hell.
Yeah.
Good God. Where you been shot at?
In my leg and in my side.
Damn, that had to hurt. I mean, it had to hurt.
Oh, yeah, it did.
I bet. That's got to be, you know, that's that pain, that's got to be unreal. You wouldn't know it unless you were shot.
Oh, yeah, it's painful. I mean, when it first hit you, it feels like a burn.
Damn. Wow. Well, you lived quite a life, my old Marine Crip gangster brother. That's awesome.
I like that title.
I'll label the podcast as that, my Marine Crip gangster brother.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's awesome. I appreciate you doing this, James. Appreciate you talking. We posted stuff on Facebook. I don't know if you've been on our Green Tambourine Shop Facebook page, but I've got the other two podcasts on there that we did. This will be on there, so anybody that wants to listen to our conversation can chime in and check it out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't do the cyberspace.
Yeah, cyberspace. That's great. That's awesome. Yeah, so this is our third one, and I was gracious enough to have you on here. You're number three, man. It's going to go down in history, you know? You're number three, podcast number three. James Maxwell. That's what's up.
Thank you for having me.
Hell yeah, brother. Well, I appreciate you. You go enjoy that bottle. Hopefully it comes soon. And I look forward to chilling with you.
Yes, sir, we will.
All right, brother. Well, you take care.
All right, bro. You too. All
right, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Hang up. Is it off? There he goes. Sweet. That was awesome. Hopefully that recorded properly. Because he's such a cool dude. I like to have him in the shop, hang out, and do a face-to-face one-on-one while we're drinking.
He would love that ashtray over there. When I seen that, I thought of him. Yeah, he would dig that.
We got a little ashtray here in the Green Tambourine Shop. It's a little Jamaican dude smoking a doobie, it looks like. Yeah, we sold a couple of those. Yeah, so that was podcast number 003. I have a new idea for doing these podcasts. I go out late at night and I drive for Lyft, so I had this great idea. If I take my system here out on the road with me, I'm going to try to record some folks that have been out to bar all night and see if we can get some, I'm going to say it, some interesting conversations going on. Trying to talk to as many people as we can, trying to get people in here at the hour of 5 on Saturdays. The address is 207 North Market Street, Suite 101 here in Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania. We are Green Tambourine Shop. Podcast number 003 out.